Dylan Buckley's been good enough to have a chat to us about a couple of things, one of them being the growth of the Carlton Footy Club, trying to get back to where they once were. Welcome to you, Dylan. Great to have you on the program.
G'day, Dwayne. Thanks for having me, mate.
Congratulations. You got a new contract, I understand?
I haven't got a new contract, no. But,
wasn't I reading that in the paper? I was reading in the paper today you got a new two-year deal coming your way.
Oh, geez, I wouldn't mind one of those. But no, I don't think that's me as yet.
Really? Okay.
No.
Okay, fair enough.
That might be a big Paddy Cripps. They're trying to lock him away as long as they can.
Okay, not you. Okay, fair enough. Now, is it true you've been speed dating down there at Carlton, just having a chat about speed dating and trying to get to know the footy staff that are new?
Yeah, it was great. On the first day, obviously, we probably had a pretty big turnover. So on the first day, there's a lot of new faces. The boys should have been wearing name tags. We sat down and sort of got to know everyone, had a 10-minute meeting with every coach. And, yeah, it was purely just getting to know each other, talking about our hobbies and what we're into. It was great.
So do you talk general stuff with Brendan to try and get to know him? How do you get to know a new coach and try and work out how he ticks? And because sometimes quantity time only allows you so much knowledge. It seems to be you need to spend a long, long time with a person before you really know them.
Yeah, definitely. We're really keen on just building those relationships at the club and making sure that we get around to everyone, not just the players, but even upstairs. And, you know, Bolter's been really driving that part of our footy club, just getting to know everyone. And he started it off by getting to know the players, and he talks about those initial chats and letting each other in on those little things, but it's just going to take continual chats and continual care, showing each other that we care and we're interested in each other to keep growing those relationships.
Has he talked game plan stuff with you yet or not?
Oh, we're not as much game plan yet. You know, we've got a lot of new language that he's introduced to the club at the moment and a lot of new terminologies that you know, us and the young guys are just trying to get our head around. And,
give us a couple if you can. Can you sneak a couple our way?
Oh, look, I'll keep them under wraps at the moment.
Right, okay.
But hopefully the boys know them well, so they're pretty good.
Okay, so there has been a philosophy, and it has sparked you up, I presume, given that things were a bit dead last year for much of the season in terms of motivation factor.
Yeah, look, I think, you know, we didn't have the year we wanted to have, but I think when John Barker took over and we're really happy that he's staying on board, the boys sort of turned that corner. And I think with Bolts coming now, he's just such a passionate guy, and you can tell he loves footy, and you can't help it, you know, sit on the edge of your seat when he talks. So all the boys are really, really pumped at the moment, and we're looking forward to getting our older guys back in the next couple of weeks and having a good pre-season.
All right, speaking of older guys, Dale Thomas, how's he looking? Well, I don't want to put words in Carlton fans' mouths, but they're hoping for a big year from Dale.
Yeah, look, you know, Dale is looking really, really good, and I think sometimes you just need a bit of luck, and he's been working really hard in the off-season. He came down and trained with the boys yesterday when he's still meant to be on holidays, so it was really good to get him down yesterday, and he's looking really fit. He's looking really lean. He's dropped a couple of kilos, and he's looking for a big year.
It is a different club. 15 players are gone from last season's list.
Yeah, it's crazy, isn't it? You know, footy's—that's the way footy goes these days. But it's funny, you know. We've had 3 days now, three sessions with the new guys, and it sort of feels like they've never not been there. If you know what I mean? They've fitted in really well. Lockie Clowman, Sam Kerridge has been great. It's good to have, you know, Liam Sumner and these guys come down. Big Andrew Phillips—they've all been really good, and we're just looking forward to all those guys getting on the track soon. And it's been good because we've had the new coach. We can all learn it together.
Now, Brendan Bolton virtually said yesterday, your new coach, not to judge you guys on your win-loss ratio or wins at the end of the year. I did have a look at your draw. It's not easy. You got the Saints a couple of times at the MCG and Etihad. You got Melbourne at the MCG. You've got Brisbane Lions at Etihad. You would be hoping to win more than four, surely.
Yeah, of course. We're going into the season, or we will be going into the season with high hopes, and you know, it's going to take a while for us. We've got a lot of young players, but I think, you know, our club's got to really turn the corner now. We've got the right people on board. We've got Soss upstairs making some good decisions, and the boys have been really impressed with what he's done in the off-season.
Good stuff. Great to have a chat to you, Dylan. Good to have a chat and pump this membership line for the Blues. Hopefully a few can get back on board, because it has been a lean trot, not what the Carlton fans have been hoping for a while, and they expect a bit more. You can join Carlton on the journey. That's the blueprint in front of me for 2016, and be bound by blue. Call 1300 Carlton or visit membership.carltonfc.com.au.